His friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Marinimi Morasi Sheyichyu. We're going to be learning the sugya of Kfiya La Mitzvahs, Al Pitarasu Shel Mori Rabbi Agon Agadar with Avi Tzuk Manzatzal. It says in the Gemara in Ksubis Nav Pevav, Chulin Kuf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, Bamedvar Mamorim Bemitzvahs Loisese, Av Mitzvahs Ese, Gon Shaom Lo Ase Sukha Veni Ose, Lula Veni Ose, Ase Sukha Veni Ose, Lula Veni Ose, Makinos Achetetse Navsha. So Rashi says, "Bamedvar mamurim." When do we say that he gets arbayim malchus? When we're dealing, when he's over an alosase, when he's over an asay, like we tell him to make a sukkah and he refuses to, lulav he refuses to, we give him makos, we lash him until his soul leaves him. Rashi says, "Kodim she'ovra ala asay v'yesh b'yado lekayim." Before he's over on the asay, and he can still be makayim the asay, we give him lashes ad she teitzei navshe. So writes Rashi in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis Dibur Maskel Kuf Su. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger Drush V'Chiddush. That this is very difficult to understand. It's pashut that also even a losase, if a person is coming to be over in a losase, kofen oso makin oso ad she teitzei navshe shlo labor. Losase is the same as a say. For an assay, we makin also to make sure he's not over the assay, and so to a losa say. And if Rabbi Kiveger says he was already over, so then you're not makin also at that tzeit shenavsho even in an assay. So what's the difference, says Rabbi Kiveger, between assay and losa say? They're the same batsim. Both cases, both assay and losa say. Before the person does it, makin also at tzeit shenavsho, and after the person does it, we don't. The Ran in Chulin Dafka Flamid Beis and Beis writes that Esse and Losa Seir Lav Dafka, and the Gemara just wants to be Mechalek between whether he was over or not over. And even if somebody's going to be Ochel Chametz, which is Losa Sei, Makin Oso Acha Teitse Navsha. And so is Mavorami. Divrei Ayad Ramah in Sanhedrin 18b. However, we still have to understand the Lashon of the Braisa. The Lashon of the Braisa is Mashmat Tzdafka Mitzvah Saseh, Moshe Hikshir Rabbi Kiva Eger. In the Ketzos and Simon Gimel, Sif Katnal, if he writes, Al Pidivrei Tosis and Sanhedrin Beis and Beis, Divrei Maskeli Boi, that Midi de Kfiya Boi Beis Din Mumchin Dafka. If it's a matter of Kfiya, when you have to coerce somebody to keep mitzvahs, then you need a Beis Din of Mumchin, of experts. And that's why it says in Gittin 88b that Isui get bizman hazeh is only midin shlichusayhu. That the only way we're allowed to force to get bizman hazeh is because we're shlichim of the older Beis Din that had that right. Today we don't have mumchim anymore, we don't have smuchim, but the older Beis Dins did. So Beis Dins beltei dinim today are their shluchim. That's the only way they can do it, because they're mamayit from what it says, Veilam shbodesh artasim ufneim, ufneim belofneim akum, ufneim belofneim adiotos. So that's Mamayit Hadiotos. In other words, only Mumchim are allowed to do Kfiya, are allowed to do Isui Haget, the force Haget. And he writes, Lefizeh, in order to coerce somebody to do a mitzvah, you also need based in, you also need based in mumchim. Not every individual, if, when we're talking about forcing people to do mitzvahs, it's not every guy. You can just see your friend isn't putting on tefillin, so you can say, you better put on tefillin, and he says no. So you give him a clap on the head, you say, you better put on tefillin, and he says no. You give him a clap on the head. So that's not the way it works. It doesn't work with individuals. It has to be dafka based in mumchim. Ayin sham b'ktos, and then a sivis, a siv katnal, if he's cholik on the ktos. And he writes that the essay of Sukkah that one is not that kol adam mitzvah lahafrish chaveru meiser filu misha eno b'chal Beis Din. So he says not only the Beis Din, everybody is commanded to separate his friend from iser, even if he's not included in the Beis Din, like we see in Bava Kama Chof Ches Amud Aleph.
Shivcha,
that when the Eved is no longer allowed to be with his Shifcha wife, the time is up. So the din is that his master can give him Malkus until he separates from his Shifcha. So you see that even an individual can engage in coercion. The Ktsos in the Meshov of Nesivus is Tamei. He says, then why isn't every Yachid allowed to force a get? If you say every Yachid is allowed to force other mitzvahs, why isn't a Yachid allowed to force a get? It's Lehejian Gittin that you need a Beis Din Mumchin. Aye, what about the Gemara in Baba Kama? That's Lafrisho Me'isr. This is an Eved who's no longer allowed to be with the Shifcha Kanainis. There, you're allowed to be Mafrisho Me'isr. But Lakufo, Lakayim Mitzis Essay, to coerce you, Lakayim Mitzis Essay, like somebody who doesn't want to make a Sukkah, that you need Dafka Beis Din. So to separate from Isser, that's the chilek of the Ktsos. That to separate from Isser, that you're allowed to do, not to force him to be Mekayim Mitzvah Seseh. You're only allowed to force him to separate from Isser. That an individual is allowed to do. But to force to be Mekayim Mitzvah Seseh, for that you need a Beis Din. V'gam lafrisho me Isser, eino el akol ba'alma. And even when you're mafrishim me Isser, says the Meshavet, that is only hakol. That's only just to hit him, but based in what based in can go further. Kofin Lakayim Mitzis Essay, they're Makinosu Achatetse Navsha. They can go all the way. But by Isser, ain't Makinachatetse Navsha. Because the only time one's life is going to be at stake is when he's does certain Averis, like Rodef Achar Nara Morosa. Then it's gonna cost him his life. Stamaveras are not. Mizeo Chichu, says the Ktsos in the Meshoviv, Bali Musar Rishonim de Esechim Rabbi, say this from here, the earlier Bali Musar, he wasn't referring to Rabbi Sol Salanter, the earlier and his Talmidim, the earlier Bali Musar proved that an essay is more chomer than a los essay. Because an essay, Makan also achate se nafsha, in order to force him to be Makan the Mitzis essay. And Bisharis Suri los essay, that you're not, you cannot hit him until achate se nafsha. So we see from him that the Braisa that we mentioned, that we opened the shir with, is only talking about Mitzis Asay and not Mitzis Los Asay, like Rabbi Akiva Eger learned. That it's only talking about Mitzis Asay and not Mitzis Los Asay, and not like Rabbi Akiva Eger learned. Right? Pashtus Divrei HaBraisa says that it's only talking about Asay and not Los Asay. Rabbi Akiva Eger says there's no difference. Those who say also makan also achatetse nafsha. That's how the Ran learned, the Rehad Rama. But the Ktsos learns in the Kipshuto that it's talking only about asay and not about los asay, not like Rabbi Kibego and the others learn that it's talking about both asay and los asay. About Tamur Lechora, that had Rabbi Kibego not feel what the Ktsos, not be aware what the Ktsos proved, that only by Averos Hayiduos Matzilin Oso B'Nafsho. Rabbi Akiva wanted to learn all Los Haseis Makan Oso Achatetse Nafsho. But the Ktsos is Kikarai in the Gemara. In the Gemara it says only Averos Yiduos, only certain Averos one is Matzil B'Nafsho, like running after an Ar Murasa, running after someone to kill him. In such a case, Mitzilano Sanasha, would Stamalos say you don't? And look in the Chinochin, Sefer Chinochin, Minchas Chinochin Mitzvaches. But Mitzat Sheni, Sof Sof, we have to understand what Sunstina say and Los say. If the word is that you have to force somebody to be Mekayim Ratzon Hashem, it's Hashem. So, what is it? What's Sunstina say and Los say? That essay you force and Los say you don't? And also what the Ktsos brings from the Baalei HaMusar, that essay is Chomer Milos Essay. Is this an Onesh? Who is an Onesh? You could say, listen, here you have a harbor Onesh, you have a more severe Onesh. So it's more Chomer. But here we're not talking about Onesh. We're talking about ensuring that the mitzvah is done. And there the Shiur is Ad Shetetzei Nafsho. Since the shir is achatetse nafsho, just the sheer of being mekayim the mitzvah. So maishna loisisei me'ese. If he's talking about ones, you could say that essay is more chamor because makan also achetetse nafsho and not losisei. But here we're talking about the sheer of being mekayim the mitzvah. How far you have to go to be mekayim the mitzvah. So what's the difference between losisei and essay? Normally you see a loss to say the shir to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So all of your money and a loss to say, and an essay is only a fifth. So, and that's like Rabbi Akiva Eiger was noket b'pashtus, that we should equate between essay and loss to say, because they should both be achetetze napsho. If essay is, loss to say should also be. Be'etzim divrei ha'aktzos v'anasivus, we have to understand that divrei ha'aktzos mitzad achid, he writes that essay is chamor. Only essays. We see from the Ktzos that on an essay, it's only based in, and not every individual. But on a lav, that's what he writes, Lafrisha Meisr. There, everybody can do it. So you see from there that lav is more chamor. On one hand, you want to say the essay is chomer because makan also achetetze nafsho. But we see that the lav is on the other side. Lav is more chomer. The lav is more chomer because there's hakah. Anybody can do the hakah. Whereas for an essay, it's only a beis din. So how does that shtim? How does that jive? On one hand, the essay is more chomer, it seems, because it's makan also achetetze nafsho. On the other hand, the los essay can be carried out by anybody, so it makes that more chomer. In the Divrei Anasivus, we have to deal with the Ktzosis Kasha. The Gemara says that Kfiya Leget requires Beis Din Mumchin. According to the Nasivus, anybody can be Kofan Mitzvahs. So why do you need a Beis Din Mumchin? Ayin B'chasim Sofer B'mechoshim Mishpat Kufayin Zayin or Samech Peri Da'alot Miachos Mamrin V'adayin Tzorich B'ir. We also have to understand what it says in Tesis and Bava Basra V'ches Amad Aleph Dibra Masal Afkiye Achbiye Achbe. The name of the Re, and Exubus Mem Tesam Ebeis, the Ramasal Achbe, Kachos Vod Harbe Rishonim, Shekofen Alat Stoka, Afal Pishi Mitzvah Esse, Shematan Schara Kosov Bitsida. That you force Stoka, you coerce people to give Stoka, even though it's a Mitzvah Esse. That Matan Schara is written next to it, and it says in Chulin Kuf Yuram Ebeis that you're not Kofe. And mitzvah shemant schar b'tzida. Why are you kofan staka? Because staka also has a lav, a los ametz, and on lav you are kofa. So we see that adarav a lav is chomer than kfiya me essay. Lav is even more chomer as far as coercing than an essay. Essay and an essay, you are not kofa b'chay gavna. You're not kofan staka. But the lav, since the staka has a lav, you are kofa. So first of all, we have to understand the stira. The fact that we learned earlier that dafkan essay you're kofa, not an alosay. Here we learn an alosay you are, and not in an essay. Also, what's the reason for the chiluk between essay and losasay? Because Rashi writes in Chulin, Kofir Amid Beis, the reason you're not kofa in mitzvah essay, Sheman Schar, Kosov Bitsido, is because the reason Matan Schar was explained was to tell you, in Lota Kaimen, Uzel Onshel Shlotitel Scharze, that if you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, this is going to be the punishment. That you're not going to get this schar. So memela, that's why man schar kozeb tzida, you're not getting a different punishment. Ain't kofin, because it already tells you your punishment. It already tells you what the consequences will be. That you're not going to get this schar. There's going to be no kfiya. That's not a consequence. So this svar also works like abe kfiya velosise. Right? If the onish is written next to the losisei, then it should be no kfiya, because the Torah already tells you what the consequences are going to be. Or for example, by tztaka, there it says matan schar kasev b'tzida. So you're not kofa mitzad the essay, but mitzad the losa say you are kofa. What's the difference? If the word is that the Torah tells you what the consequences will be, and therefore there are no other consequences, like coercion, so why are we mechalik between essay and losa say? Ain bezeh Shara Melech b'perak Yedal miyachos yishtalach Yedalit v'yadua ma shekosef b'zeh agoyin Rabbi Elia Baruch Kanoi. But we still have to understand more. So this was really the mavo, the introduction to getting into the yisodos of the sugya. So as is our derech, siyata d'shmaya, we piled on a whole slew of questions, and b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, we will begin to hopefully, I hope, resolve them in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.